Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married with that one-line, five-picture Instagram post signed off with a firecracker emoji. Taylor Swift announced her engagement to the American football player Travis Kelce, sending the internet into a frenzy. Well, our reporter Maura Fay asked these people for their reaction to the news that Taylor and Travis got engaged.
It's really nice for her. I think I'm not personally a Swifty fan, but I think all the Swifty fans were going mad last night on Instagram, especially about the way she proposed and posted on Instagram, instead of the Paps getting to it first.
Do you think he did a good job of organising the proposal? Was it very romantic?
Yes, definitely. I'd say there was a lot of money spent on flowers. Happy for them. Good luck.
Do you think they'll have a successful marriage?
Hopefully. It'll be a lot less drama from both fandoms, I guess.
Do you think it'll affect her songwriting?
Maybe. A lot less breakup ones, a lot more happy ones, I guess.
I thought it was absolutely very good. I seen up on social media on the Dublin airport, and I went to Taylor Swift concert about a few years ago out in Croke Park, and I thought she was absolutely brilliant. She's fantastic.
Do you think they'll last?
Well, I don't know, but I'd say they probably will. But if they do, they do. They don't, they don't.
They look like a lovely couple, so it's nice to see a bit of love in the air. So congratulations to them both.
Any tips for them on a successful marriage?
Don't ask me, I'm divorced.
God, we have them splitting up already. They're only engaged. Yasmin Rufo is culture reporter with BBC News, and she joins me on the line. Yasmin, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, the announcement itself, I'm not going to say it was staged, because it was still lovely, but clearly a lot of thought went into it and it wasn't spontaneous. Would you agree?
Yeah, exactly that. You're right. It wasn't. They don't want it to seem overly staged, but yes, it certainly wasn't a sort of, you know, we were on a walk and we randomly got engaged here. You know, someone was talking earlier about all the flowers. You know, it's all very set up. There are strategically placed flowers. It's staged in a wood. They were really kind of going for a certain feeling, weren't they? They were trying to create this sort of hidden secret garden, a bit of mystery, a bit of beauty. And that's kind of the feel that you get from the picture. So clearly it's been very well thought out. I think what's really interesting is that Travis's dad told US press that they actually got engaged a few weeks ago. So Travis actually proposed to Taylor two or so weeks ago in Missouri. And he said that the pair just went out for dinner and afterwards he proposed. So you imagine perhaps that there is a sort of private proposal and then these pictures as well.
The interview was really sweet with Travis's dad, because clearly Travis was asking for advice, wasn't he? When should I do it? What would be the most romantic thing to do? And his dad said, when you get down on one knee, that in itself will be romantic enough. So he went to daddy for help.
Yeah, he did. And it is sweet, isn't it? And you can, I mean, just little things like that, you get a real insight into their relationship. You get a real insight into Travis and kind of how he's probably feeling about Taylor Swift and how, you know, they really are in love. He really is nervous to propose to this woman, as sort of, I suppose, lots of people are when they get engaged. Mm-hmm.
The fans thought, though, that when they did the podcast together, when she announced the Life of a Showgirl album, the new album, which is coming, fans felt that the engagement did happen around that time. So they were already on to them, weren't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing you can say about Swifty fans is they spot everything. You know, every little post, every little thing that Taylor Swift does will be picked up and sort of scrutinised and analysed. But you're right, I think for a while there's sort of been a bit of an intertwining of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationships, and both of their careers are sort of merging. And I think that podcast was really significant in the sense that it's the first time fans saw them interact together in a long interview. And so many of them afterwards were talking about actually how compatible they seemed together and how in love they seemed. And what's so interesting is that obviously Taylor Swift doesn't tend to do interviews or share much about her personal life. So fans are always sort of guessing, well, what's going on? What's happening behind closed doors? And so her being being able to talk about this, talk about her album, and also just generally their relationship and what their life looks together, just was really sweet. And it obviously was sweet for a lot of fans, because I think it was over 1 million people tuned in live for the broadcast.
Well, there you go. And I mean, you bring me to my next question on this, or next point around your business of popular culture. I mean, this pairing redefines power couple, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I think this is kind of the power couple right now. And, you know, it's interesting because both of those people have such loyal fans in totally different areas of the media. So I think it's really interesting them sort of coming together and bringing their fan bases together almost. You know, we've seen Taylor support Travis at some of his games and vice versa. He's seen her on stage and she was on the podcast. So, you know, that relationship has been building slowly over time. And yeah, you're right. You know, when you look at the Instagram post, I think it's got more than 18 million likes now. The amount of celebrities commenting, you've got the Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Catherine liking the post, President Trump is wishing them luck. You know, you've got everyone from all walks of life actually really invested, engaged, and talking about an engagement, which is quite rare to see. You know, you don't see many other celebrity couples get engaged, and then you have sort of royalty and the president all commenting about their thoughts on it. And I think it's interesting because there's always been a fascination and interest with Taylor Swift's love life, her past relationships, her heartbreak. You know, famously, she writes about all of her exes in her songs. So fans for years have followed her romantic journey, and to see her sort of finally reach a point where she's met someone and she's happy and there isn't that heartbreak, at least not right now, it's really lovely for Swifties.
Well, let's hope the heartbreak isn't coming, and it's lovely to see them so happy. And they have, as you've alluded to, managed to really protect this relationship over the last number of years. Yasmin, thank you so much. Great to have you back on the programme. Yasmin Rufo there, culture reporter with BBC News, on that engagement of the decade, dare we say, between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.